Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. This is Wednesday Live. My name is Ray. I'm talking to Pastor Karabo Mraka and also Pastor Samuel Kabamba. And we are touching on the base of the violence of today. How violence has taken its many forms even today. And what we need to be doing as believers, what we need to be looking into as believers. And of course, also the very notion of saying as children of the Father, what should be our stance? And then looking at things in the manner and way in which they are, have we taken our stance? What does the word say also with that? Give us a shout, 012-334-1322. You can drop us a voice note also there on the WhatsApp. And you can give us a shout and talk to us directly there. The WhatsApp is 082-657-2729. The WhatsApp is 012-334-1322.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right. Lindiwe Mampani in Kwatema says, the violence of today is caused by the spirit that is not of God. Everyone seems to be concerned about his own life. We have missed the point of caring for one another. Going back to God is the solution. Our eyes are not on the things of God. The Bible tells us about the times such as this. The prophecy is coming into being, but the answer is to call the Lord of the times. That is from Lindiwe Mampane in Kwatema. Thank you so much, Lindiwe Mampane in Kwatema. I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this issue.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. In Proverbs 15, verses 8, it says, a wrathful man stirs up strife. But he who is slow to anger allays contention. And I think we should be people who are teaching about the benefits of being slow to anger. That should be our stance. Muruti Mraka?
Yes, I fully agree. Mm. And it can only be this kind of advices, counsel, can only come from those who know Yeshua HaMashiach. Mm. If we say we know him, it's incumbent upon us to bring this kind of messages across.
Yes.
Not only through speaking, but in how we live. If we live according to what you are taught in the fresh covenant writing, we bear a testimony, a true testimony to the Messiah himself.
Mm.
And that has an impact and an influence on people who might be caught up in the cycle of violence. Mm. You know, Proverbs chapter 8 says something. Maybe I will start with verse 13. The foolish woman is loud. She is ignorant and knows nothing. She sits at the door of a house, on a seat at the high places of the town, calling to those who pass by, who are going straight on their way. You are simple. Turn in here. And to those without sense, she says, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Now, but they do not know that the defunct are there and her guests are in the depths of Sheol. That is the one who is not wisdom. But chapter 8, verse 35 to 36 says this. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from you, Devadi. But those who sin against me cause violence to their souls. All who hate me love death. That is wisdom. And we know the word of God tells us the fear of the Lord, the fear of you, Devave, is the beginning of wisdom. If we who are born again will walk in the fear of the Lord, will walk in hearing him and doing what he wants, the wisdom that he imparts to us causes us to influence others who might be, as I said, caught in violence, to really see things clearly the way they should see them. Because many people that are caught in violence do not see clearly. Let me give you an example. You know, in Somalia, after the government collapsed in Somalia, many other people from other nations started coming to the waters around Somalia fishing, and they depleted the fish population. Now, the fishermen, Somali fishermen, who had been living from that, changed from becoming fishermen, they became pirates. Now, you can clearly see that there is now a violence introduced there.
Yeah.
And those people think, because we have to survive, this is how we ought to do it. But they don't realize they've been sucked into violence. And it's not the only place. You go all over the world, one will see that the way the enemy works is to introduce sinful behavior, perversion, and once those things have gone high, behind them comes violence. And when violence takes over, it's almost, you know, a nation cannot be saved. Right now in South Africa, there are places which are no-go areas. If you walk into that area, you within a short time, like wild dogs, young men will have surrounded you, beating you for nothing except that you must be quick to give them what they want from you. Look what has happened to Reavaya Buses in Soweto. Two incidents which happened on the same day, but not in the same place, where men who are waiting for their families, the drivers, were shot mercilessly with multiple gunshots, to the point that now everything has stopped. And if you go about and ask, why is this happening now? They'll say, because the government is doing nothing and it's not stopping this, it's not doing that or that or that. You hear the justification mind and attitude behind. And the last example I want to give is a leader of a nation which is claiming to know Christ, and this nation claims to be the beacon of light for all nations. The leader publicly says, our close neighbor has been abusing us for so many years, so we are going to hit them with punishment. And that is violent. And the neighbor, the following day or 2 days thereafter, stands up and says, when your nation stood still after people had killed thousands of your people in a terroristic attack, we stood by you. We took all the airplanes which were stranded, which could not land because of what was happening in your country. We accommodated. When you were going through 1, 2, 3 incidents, we were by your side. Now, I'm not entering into politics. I'm not even saying this one is wrong, that one is right. I'm just showing as an example that somebody can accuse another. And when that one has to say, showing for the good and kindness I've shown you, you turn around, you beat me. And that is what the Messiah spoke about. If you read even the prophecies concerning the Messiah, I have to pay what I have not stolen. And also the fact that the Messiah, who had no violence in his mouth, had to be buried with sinners. He said it himself when he said to them, he who doesn't have a sword, sell this or sell that and get yourself a sword. Because this, which was said about me, that I will be buried with transgressors, must be fulfilled. Now, if we are following this Messiah, who was resurrected out of the defunct because there was no violence in him, if we are following him, we ought to expect, number one, that we will be violated. He told them, he said, this is what will happen to you. Don't think it is strange, said Peter, when you will be going through those fiery trials. But realize that your own faith, the genuineness thereof, is being proven. So we must expect that violence can happen towards us when we stand for truth. There is an example which Pastor Kabamba made, that if somebody is attacking another person, we don't do anything. And when he has killed that person, we take pictures. What does it mean if you are a child of God and somebody is doing wrong against another? You can speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. Even if it means the violence can turn around against you. Because when you do that, we have been taught that the spirit of grace rests on us if we suffer for good and not for sinning. We need to apply, we need to walk in the truth of the gospel. So that as we are walking in the truth of the gospel and on the other side preaching it, it has the ability from the Father and the Son to convict people. But if we just speak and our actions are the actions of the violent and the tricky, that is not the gospel of Jesus Christ which you are speaking.
Right.
It has no ability.
I hear you. I hear you, Muruti. The time has gone to 18 minutes over the hour 7. Send us your WhatsApps.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Right, and you can send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729, and let's hear what you say on this, the very issue of our stance on the violence of today. What is your take? 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Talk to us directly there. Lucy in Paris says, good evening, Pastor Ray, Pastor Muraka, and Pastor Kabamba. Unfortunately, most people know what needs to be done. However, due to a lack of fear of losing their lives, loved ones, and livelihood, they feel powerless to take action. On the other hand, some just don't care because it does not affect them or their countries, etc. May God help us and give us direction on how to combat these issues. This is Lou from Paris. Thank you so much, Lou. We really appreciate. Send us a WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM Radio Pulpit. And I'm talking to Muruti Karamuraka and also Pastor Samuel Kabamba. We're talking about the violence of today, how it manifests in many ways. I was just looking at this other spiraling violence that had taken place at a school. You know, the issue is the violence, you know, that had taken place in a school. And people are fighting, kids are running amok. And this is today, those things are just happening throughout. To our very shame, you know, because we see quite a lot of our people, children, brothers and sisters, suffering a violence that they are not supposed to suffer. It's quite sad that we see these things really happening. And it's one of those things that strikes me. The Centenary Secondary School in Asheville in Durban today, you know, today. Tensions there, just spiraling into a violence that stops a school on its track. This is the violence. These are the violences that we are talking about and how these have become naturalized in such a way that we basically have just given in to them. You know, we basically have just given in to them. To our utter dismay, as they would say. Send us a WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Drop us a voice note also there on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Now, the word speaks this. Look, we are calling for destruction and we are calling for strife. You know, we are calling for transgression and destruction. Proverbs 17 verses 19 says, he who loves transgression loves strife, and he who exalts his gate seeks destruction. And all these, it's because of the violence, the violent nature of the manner in which we have been relating for the past 50 or 60 years. It's quite sad, Pastor Sam.
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. You know, violence, as we all of us mentioned, you know, today when we see, as the Bible speaks to us in the book of Jeremiah 17, verse 9, it says the heart of man is deceitful above all things, and it is extremely sick. Who can understand it? fully, nor its secret motives. Hide the Lord, searches and examine the mind. I test the heart to give to each man according to his ways, according to the result of his deed. Now, you see, the whole issue here today that we need to come up, as we mentioned, if you're talking about violence in the school, when we talk about school, we're talking about children who are supposed to have parents. They're coming from their homes. Because I find it difficult to believe that the people, if we talk about children, these are coming from the street. No, they are not coming from the street. They come from their home, some homes, whereby they have parents. And from there, they have to go to school.
Yes.
And then you will see that already, if children cannot even be in a position of respecting their own parents, it shows that their parents don't have, they've already lost it as well because they don't have a say. Now, maybe they've thought that by sending our children to school, maybe school will help them. But already, if the education is not proper at home, don't expect to export it somewhere else or to take it somewhere else. It will never work. Because education to start from home. Now, already the system has put us in a place whereby there are some of the things that we could do at home that we cannot do because of the system in which we are living. You know, when the Bible says, discipline your child, what do you do? You discipline your child with a baton or a belt, whatever. But you are doing it with love in order to bring your child in a proper way.
Yes.
You know, there's this movie, I don't know if I call it the movie, there's this child who happened to call the police. He called the police on his mother. And then all of a sudden the police showed up and then they knock at the door. The mother came out and then they asked her, did you call us? The mother said, no, I'd never call you. And then say, but who called us? The young boy came out and said, I did. Okay, and then they say, okay, mom, what happened? Did you eat your child? Mom said, yes. Why did you eat your child? Say, no, I told him to do this. The child did not want to do it, and I whip him, actually. I shambok him. So, okay, you did with what? And the mother showed, the belt. So, you did with this. Okay, fine. And then while, they were talking to the mother, the police could see that the child was disrespectful. And then they asked the mother, is it the first time, have you eaten? Actually, they asked the boy, did your mother eat you before? Said, no, she never had eaten me before. Well, it's only today, yes. Okay, good. And mother said, it's only today because what he did was not really good. And then the police said, okay, come here. They called the child. He said, okay, fine. You see what he did? Did your mom eat? He said, yes. And the police said, you know what? And you disturbed us. We were working. We had other things to do. You just called us to come for something that you did, that you're supposed to be remorseful and you're supposed to be punished. And you're calling us to come and respond to something that we're not supposed to. And the police said, if you do it again, it's not going to be your mother who's gonna whip you. I will come myself and whip you and go inside. And then they went to tell the mother, oh, thank you very much, ma'am. Sorry for disturbance. And they left. And I believe that child will never do anything disrespectful to the mother. Because he knows that if I do it, the police have called, the police are going to come and whip me. It won't be my mother, it's going to be the police. No, I won't do that. But today already you know that if you do something, your parent touches you, the police will come. And then they have even an ability of taking you away from your parent. Already the education is lost. Because I don't see any parent in his right mind, beating his child if the child has done something wrong, beating him or her in order to kill. No, I don't see that. I will see the parent, disciplining in a way to bring the child in the right way, if they are in the right mind. I mean, unless if they are drug addicts. But the right parent, we have too many of right parents who want to educate their children in a proper way. But because of the system, violence is going everywhere. Today I was watching something, they're showing how children, they're bringing drugs to school. They're bringing drugs into school by putting it in between their bread. I don't know if you see that. They open their bread, they put the drug inside of the bread.
Sure.
When they enter in school, teachers will see that these children have come with their lunch. But what is not their lunch? There's drugs inside. When they go for the break, they can go and enjoy their drug. Can you imagine? Where are they getting all this? If they're getting it wherever, that the society is already kind of rotten, polluted. Nothing is working out there. They are meeting when they come out of school. They go out there. They talk to anybody. They meet anyone. I've been, like last year, I've had instances where I sat with some students, some pupils from primary school, sat with them just to understand why they are behaving the way they are behaving. Some will tell you, you know, I don't have my father at home. I'm living with my mother. And I don't say, me, I've got only my father. My mom is, she's nowhere to be found. And I don't say, no, my father and my mom, they are separate, but from time to time, I'm with my mother. You know, when I go to my mother tell me, I don't have anything to give to you. Go to your father, the person, or go to your mother. The child found himself in like a ping pong. I mean, he's in between. He does not know what to do. At the end of the day, he's going to go and talk to someone out there who will tell him what to do. Say, hey, the parents don't want to take care of you. Come here, we'll take care of you. Already, they are going to instill in that child what you call violence. At the end of the day, the child will never listen to anybody. He goes to school, you want to tell him something, who are you? Are you my mother? Are you my father? Already, you know, the heart of man, and as what we said before, if we don't do what we're supposed to be doing, because we have to speak and show love to those children. They need to see that they might not have that love from their parents. They might not get it in whatever they live, but if come as a church, as the body of Christ, presenting and showing love to those people, somehow they might say, yes, maybe it's not working for us in our homes, but there is still some love out there that we can be in touch with and we can get something and be better people. That's one thing I believe. But you see, the problem is even us in church today, we are not there anymore to want to bring people in a place whereby people will be safe. Because church has become Sunday. We meet on Sunday. But when we go on the whole week, we're not in touch at all. We don't know what is going on. And then Sunday again, we come. And when you come on Sunday, you're even surprised to see someone who's standing in front, even shouting at you because you did not pay offering, you did not pay your tithe. And you see, you ask yourself a question. I'm not here the whole week. You don't know what I'm facing, but you are waiting for me on Sunday to shout at me, to scold me. Do you really understand already? The heart, as the Bible says, the heart of man is evil. Nobody knows the heart. And if we can fix that heart, it's only when the message of life, message of love is given to them. Because that heart, only the Father, God, knows the heart. We don't know the heart. And by heart speaking, sometimes we're speaking based on what we see, based on what we experience. But the truth of the matter is, the one who knows the heart, he knows what exactly he can give to them. That's why, you know, we need to come to that place of taking the word of the Father seriously. Because if that word has changed us, that means that word still have the power to change others. I'm going to end by saying this. Jesus Christ was praying he was praying for himself in John 17. He prayed for himself, he prayed for the disciples, and now he prayed for the believers. I love what he said for the believers. He said, I'm not only praying for these, he was talking about the disciples, but I'm praying for those people who believe in me through their word. It means what? The word is so powerful in such a way that it can touch in people who will come centuries after, because we were not there, but he prayed for us already. And if the same word that was pronounced, was given at that time, could have power to heal us, to save us in this sanctuary, what about the other people who are not yet born again? Do we think that it cannot do anything to them? It can still do something. Even if it does not make them become saved, but it can speak some senses to their brain. It can make them really realize that, no, we are not animals, we are humans, whereby we need to take care of one another. Because men were not made to subdue one another. Men were made to support one another. But what are we seeing today? I would rather pull down this man so that I may look good. I would rather kill this man so that at the end of the day I may have whatever he used to have. What? For just a period of time whereby tomorrow we're going to also leave this planet Earth, or we're going to do it because you think we're going to have eternal life. You know, these are things, I think the word of the Father needs to be proclaimed out there. We need to go out and make sure that the child, if need be, whatever we might find ourselves in our areas, in our community, let's speak about the truth.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Pastor Sam. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hi, hello, Pastor Ray, how are you?
I'm very well. Dumzane.
Oh, hola, my brother.
Welcome.
Always a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
It's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure. The pleasure is mine.
Yes. The violence of today. This is what God laid in my heart. You know, Pastor Ray, even in the days of Jesus, there was violence.
Yes.
Because as soon as the kingdom of heaven was, the Bible put it this way, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. And Jesus is not like John, you know. He's not carnal. He's not to be baptized in, he was baptized in water, but himself he baptized in the Holy Spirit and in fire. So he represents the Father. John represents the Mother. You gotta be baptized in water to repent in your sins.
Yeah.
And then Jesus is gonna baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. Now, as Jesus was gripped by the violence of his time, you remember when he said, from the murder of Abel up to the murder of Zachariah, whom he murdered between the temple and the altar, you generation, meaning his generation, you will bear that sin. Violence, Pastor Ray. You know, I think we once talked about, because when people become violent, they no longer in God. Now, you know, like a baby, you know, babies, when they don't have, maybe if the nape is wet, they will cry. And then mom will attend, you know, anybody would. And then because he's a baby. We're not talking about that cry. Sometimes it might be yelling or stuff, you know, not that. But we are talking about intentional violence. So once you start to be intentional, Pastor Ray, God starts to look at you. Because now you are exerting yourself. So when you exert yourself, you are taking a position, like you're taking an argument against God. Most likely, the foolish argument, you are actually saying there's no God. Mind you, there's one thing that beats us, we created beings, including us men. That when God is slow to anger, we think he's stupid.
I hear you.
Hence, Jesus is called the Lamb. Even if you hear it, it doesn't make a sound. But it can feel that you're sharing. So God wants us to go into the feeling, into the actual action. What am I doing? Because nature has feelings. It will assign to you with and then you have to respond appropriately. So you become violent if you disregard the very response of your own action. And this is a theme throughout the prophets in Pastor Ray. Actually, it amazes God. That's why Jesus says, here's the rule of thumb. Do to others what you want done to you. Do you want to be violated when yourself?
No.
So where comes the ability, the intention, and the fulfillment of violating the other? So that shows, which means there's another thing. So once that happens, you start to get into a different rule, Pastor Ray. You see, Jesus ran. They wanted to stone him because he said...
Are you still there? Oh, you're gone again, man. You're gone again. Smuda. You're gone again, man. You're gone again. Please give us a shout if you can. Otherwise, send a WhatsApp. 0826572729. Drop us a voice note. Let's hear what you say. And the state of violence today, the violence of today, and our stance, what should it be?
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you.
to pray for you.
Are you part of our WhatsApp channel yet? Where we send you the word for today directly to your mobile for free every morning. The word for today is available in English and Afrikaans in text and audio format through our WhatsApp channel. To receive the link to become part of our WhatsApp channel, simply WhatsApp the letters RK to 082-657-2729 and we will forward it to you. Let's enjoy and spread God's word together.
All right, let's take the calls again. Hello there. Hi.
Hello, wow, it's me again, Pastor. I'm sorry about that.
No problem, no problem, man. Go on.
Now, on this note, you see, all the time Jesus has been running away, like a normal life-saving person. They wanted to stone him, the disciples, but until Gethsemane. Now, there's a word that Jesus told his disciples. He said, pray so that you don't fall into temptation. I said that before. And he said, now is the time. Now is the time of the evil one. He's got nothing in me, but I'm going to go through it in order to show that I love the Father. Now, before we once said, Pastor Ehud, we understand love in various ways as human beings, you know, even eros and agape. But with God, love language is obeying what he tells you. And he thinks you love him because it is spirit. So Jesus saying, now I am going to do this because I love the Father. Now, just before Gethsemane, Jesus actually treats three times, you remember, Pastor?
Yes.
But in each of the places, he says, your will be done. Now, this is a core, the patient endurance of the saints, because this is very serious. Because once now you begin to pick up your cross, it's another matter. You're actually confronted. Now it's violent. Now we're going back to that statement. The violent take it by force. But don't think what the force means war. It means endure.
I hear you. All right. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And the nature of violence today and what our stance should be. And can we say without a doubt that we are taking the right stance? 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. And the WhatsApp, it's 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can talk to us directly there. Give us a shout. Also, via the studio number, it's 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you make of this. Right. Now, one of the saddest things ever is when we look the other way. It's when we look the other way. And not looking into what the word of the Father says with regards to this. It's quite sad. Let's take a call. Hello there. Hi.
Hello, my brother Ray.
Hey, Budwami.
Yeah, Boli Salapa, Prof. Kabamba, and Pastor Moraka.
How's it get?
Violence and anger. Mina ngibeka kanjalo. Kune sikhathi esiphila kuso sisuke kumdali wethu. Ngokusuka kuye yena, our God has allowed humans to exercise free will. The book of Galatians 6 verse 7 ithi ningaduki uNkulunkulu akahlekwa ngokuba loko akusanyelayo umuntu loko wokuvuna. It's a warning. We will reap for our consequences. Humans are killing each other today, brother. About cool and early violence. Because it's the colon Sabona. Emerson 20 Neo Konza, Guzong, and Abantu, Bani Tatele, my cell phones, Nama Jewelry. because the devil ufake lento ekuthiwa imali. Men are lovers of themselves, by the way. Lovers of money. Abantu bafuna lezi zinto, kepha bafuna easy come. Yeah, I'm sorry about the background, by the way.
No problem. Ngizwa ngathi kune khushukhushu.
No, it's a chance of fumenjo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, abafuna ukuzisebenzela. Bafuna ukubonisa izwe ukuthi mina I'm a man. They are so boastful ngezinto abazithole ngegazi labanye abantu. Abantwana abaningi abasena bazali barazwe ngoba babulawa ojakalazi. Even nakuma businesses brother, they are circle lento kube iround table yokuhlalwe nje as business owners could discuss. People are not open to any agreement. When an authority as a businessman ubabonisa indlela bazokubulala, uthole izigebengu zikulindele bese uyabulawa egating lakho. Kepha nasihlala kuje Jesu Christ ngeqiniso. Isaiah 45 verse 18 ithi, I am Jehovah and there is no one else. Yeah, we have said uNkulunkulu ukuthi I am Jehovah and there is no one else. Kuzogcina yena brethren.
Yeah,
ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ababusisi abafundisi bami lapho. Nawe akubusise kakhulu ukuthi God be the glory.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you. May the Father be glorified, sir. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. And we are talking about the state of violence today, the nature of violence today, and the violence of today. What our stance should be. What our stance should be. Now, basically, we see quite a lot of violence. And this is a destruction of note. Psalm 55 verses 9 says, "Destroy, O Elohim, and divide their tongues. For I have seen violence and strife in the city." Violence and strife will bring destruction, divisions, hatred, alienations, and all kinds of injustices. What say you, Mrutimraka?
Yes, indeed, my brother. And, you know, that psalm which you just read shows us that it's where people are living, in the city. It's and I was listening to Baba Vilagazi. The all those things he's describing are happening in Pagatin, amongst us, where we are living, in the community. Because some of the violences, which Yudevave said we must guard ourselves against. We have allowed it to happen, and so violence breeds violence.
Yeah.
Let's listen to this one in Malachi. And in verse 13, going down, and this you do as well. You cover Yudevave's altar with tears, with weeping and groaning, because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor at your hand. You ask, why does he not? Here's the answer. Because Yudevave was a witness between you and the wife of your youth, to whom you have been faithless. Though she is your companion and your wife by covenant. Did not one God make her? Both flesh and spirit are his. And what does the one God desire? Godly offspring. So look to yourselves and do not let anyone be faithless to the wife of his youth. For I hate divorce, says, Yudevave Elohim of Israel. And covering one's garment with violence, says Yudevave Tzevaot. So take heed to yourself and do not be faithless. See, that thing, there was a time, I mean, when I was very young, when you wouldn't hear of divorce. It was not acceptable. Why? Because at that time, the teaching of the church was still holding sway amongst people, even those who are not of the church. But when we start to disregard these things which Yudevave says we should obey him in,
oh no, I seem to have lost Muruti Muraka there somewhat somehow. And we are wrapping up anyway. And so I will give over to Pastor Sam. But Pastor Sam, I want to use, yes, sir. I want to use the aspect of the end times. We see nations rising against nations. But we also see the rekindling of anger. People are fighting one another. Isaiah 9:21, Manasseh shall devour Ephraim, and Ephraim Manasseh. And it says, for all his anger is not turned away. This in itself, a serious problem of note. All right, I will get them. Let's take a bit of a song. Let's take a bit of a song. And maybe some Marion Williams. Some Marion Williams would do a very beautiful song indeed. Let's take a bit of it, then we will talk with regards to this. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty, mighty way. Here's a song that I think you will like.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. Come live the life at 657 AM.
Marion Williams there. And of course, Muruti, let's take it that it was your wrapping up also, because time has really gone. You were saying, Muruti Muraka?
Yeah, no, we accept that time is gone. We were saying, one of the things I was reading there, that Yudevave clearly stated he hates divorce. And yet, what has happened if you look today, you don't, anybody divorces without betting an eyelid, because it's been growing. It was allowed to grow and to this extent. And that's why I was saying, when one looks at the word of God, you realize when it has come to the state of violence, you know it's a state where God says, I'm going to judge now. So some of the things which are violent as well is when you sow discord between brothers. And this is something which is happening in the church. And which we do it without betting an eyelid. What must we do? I've just given two examples, but there are many examples. You gave examples. Pastor Kabamba has given examples earlier on. I also gave examples earlier on. But what must we do? One of the things which we must do is we must walk repentant before the Lord. We must change our thinking that things like these are wrong in the eyes of Yudevave. And we must come to him and plead for his mercy to rub out these things against us. First of all, us in the church, we must be clear concerning our own sins and ask him to forgive us those sins and be willing to walk as the Spirit leads, mm-hmm. and then intercede for others who are outside. Mm-hmm. Pray as if we are the ones who are doing those things, and ask God to really have mercy on us. Like the people of Jonah mm-hmm. in Nineveh, where they said, Nineveh was a big city, and Jonah went 3 days preaching from one end of the city to the other. That's how big the city was.
Yes.
And something happened which is miraculous. From the king to everybody, they bowed and said in sackcloth, forgive us, O Lord. Perhaps God will repent and forgive us these things that we have done, even our violence.
Hmm. I hear you quite well, Muruti. And let me give over to Pastor Sam. Pastor Sam, as you said, we see where it says in Isaiah 19:1, Manasseh shall devour Ephraim, and Ephraim Manasseh, together they shall be against Judah, for all his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. His hand is stretched out still. The Father is still offering mercy, repentance, reconciliation. In the midst of this, what say you finally?
Yeah, thank you very much for this point. You know, that's where, I mean, if you have to come back again to the heart of man, because the bottom line is, if we sit and we try to reason, I don't even see why a man has to fight against another man.
Mm.
We don't see that. Instead, we should have seen men working together with another man. An example, if I don't have salt in my house, I can knock at my neighbor and ask him for salt. He can assist me with that.
Mm.
Not that because he's got salt I don't have, but I just decide to go and fight him because I need salt from him. At the end of the day, what I'm going to get from him cannot replace the life that I'm going to destroy. Because the life I'm going to destroy are going to go forever. But what I'm going to get from him cannot pay off the life of the people.
Mm-hmm.
That we see sometimes we fight for menial things. We fight for things that cannot replace the life of a human being. Mm-hmm. Now, because of our heart, whereby we don't understand the value. Because, you know, when we don't understand that we've been created out of God's image and out of his resemblance, when we don't understand that, then we take ourselves as nobodies, as animals, as instrument. That, you know, if I destroy today, yeah, maybe we can make another one tomorrow. But we don't realize that if we destroy someone today, it's for good. The person is gone. We're gonna wait until the end of time if there will be a chance for us to see that person, if the person will live eternally or not. You know, for us. But you know, we need to come to that place. And then when people start understanding that from the beginning, the Father did not make man to fight against another man, but he says you have to work together in a way. Because when he creates a woman, he says support the man. And it means that all the men are supposed to be working as men, and women are supposed to be working as women. And in other words, we're supposed to be working together, supporting, because we are here to build. You know, whatever I lack, I can get it from my neighbor. That's the way, even when you come to Christianity or to our life as Christians, we are a body whereby we are different members, but making one body. Meaning that we cannot all of us do the same thing, but we are there to support one another. So until we come to that place of understanding that we are not the same in terms of abilities, that we need support from one another, we'll continue to fight. We'll continue to be seeking for something that we do not have, thinking as if we have the right for it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what, as you mentioned, I mean, Manasseh fighting the other, it shows that, I mean, why are you fighting? For what purpose? Some will tell you you're fighting for the land. But the thing is, the land that you have, is it not enough for you? But if you need a part or a piece of my land, why don't you just come and let have a treaty, let talk, let have a way of whereby I can accommodate you?
Mm-hmm.
You see, like, if I have to end by saying that the war that is going in Central Africa, see, a small country that is saying that, I mean, it's been living a kind of injustice whereby it says, I mean, the borders are not enough. We need to be going outside. But if you want to go outside, why don't you just have a proper understanding? You talk, it's okay, fine. We'll give you a land, not come to dominate others, but getting a land based on the understanding of the two countries. You see, this is what you call, I mean, madness. And people don't know that this life is not, or the life that we are pushing is not only here. Life is bigger than what we see. That if we have to stop each other for whatever we see today, that means we are missing the bigger picture.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Pastor Sam. I really appreciate. And then, of course, next week, we will be touching another issue next week. The injustices, according to Yahuwah's law, according to the law of the Father, the injustice, anything according to the law of the Father, which is an injustice, which we see even today. And no matter how we had legalized these things, and no matter how we have come to accept these things as part of our lives, but according to the way they remain unjust, that is what we are going to look to next week. Muriti Mraka, thank you so much. Pass our regards at home, sir.
I'll do so. Thank you, my brother. And I'm pleading, please do the same in your family, and may Pastor Kabamba also do the same in his family.
Thank you so much. And Pastor Sam, pass our regards at home. Thank you so much, sir.
I'll do just that. Thank you for having us tonight, and greet your families, Muriti Muraka and Muruti Re. May the Almighty Father bless us.
Amen. Thank you so much, and good night to both of you. And of course, until we talk again in the next show. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the messages. Thank you for taking time to pray even for us as we are on air. To the King above all else, his name is Yahushua HaMashiach, the Messiah, the Christ himself, the only true potentate. We give him glory, majesty, and honor. And we are thankful that the Father, by his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. May he be glorified at all times. Thank you so much, and have yourself a lovely and a beautiful evening. Coming up next, it is Pastor Mabunda.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.